Welcome to the 5-Minute Warfare podcast from 5minutewarfare.com, where we dive into history's most pivotal battles and military strategies in around 5 minutes. Episode 12, D-Day, the invasion that turned the tide. D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy on the 6th of June 1944, was a pivotal moment in the Second World War, marking the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Known as Operation Overlord, the Normandy landings were the largest seaborne invasion in history and required months of meticulous planning, coordination, and secrecy. The operation involved American, British, Canadian, and other Allied forces launching an assault on Nazi-occupied France, with the aim of establishing a foothold in Western Europe that would enable the liberation of the continent from German occupation. D-Day turned the tide of the war, setting in motion the chain of events that would ultimately lead to the defeat of Hitler's Third Reich. By 1944, the war in Europe had reached a critical juncture. The Soviet Union was pushing the Germans back on the Eastern Front, but Western Europe remained firmly in the grip of Nazi Germany. After years of preparation and building up resources, the Allies, led by the United States and the United Kingdom, decided to launch a major offensive to open a second front in the West. This decision was driven by a need to relieve pressure on Soviet forces and to hasten the defeat of Germany by directly attacking their defenses in France. The Germans were well aware that an invasion was imminent, but they did not know when or where it would come. Hitler had ordered the construction of the Atlantic Wall, a massive system of fortifications along the western coast of Europe designed to repel any amphibious assault. However, the Germans were uncertain about the exact location of the Allied landings. The Allies used a variety of deception tactics, including Operation Bodyguard, to mislead the Germans into believing the invasion would take place at the Pas de Calais, the narrowest point between Britain and France. This strategic deception allowed the Allies to achieve an element of surprise when they landed on the beaches of Normandy. The success of D-Day depended on the coordination of air, sea, and land forces across 5 designated beachheads, each assigned to different national forces. The beaches were codenamed Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword. The American forces were assigned to Utah and Omaha beaches, the British to Gold and Sword, and the Canadians to Juno. Each beach presented unique challenges, with varying levels of German defences and terrain to overcome. In the early hours of the 6th of June, the invasion began with an airborne assault by paratroopers, whose mission was to secure key bridges, roadways, and other strategic positions behind enemy lines. The American 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions landed in the vicinity of Utah Beach, while the British 6th Airborne Division landed near Sword Beach. The airborne landings were crucial in disrupting German communications and hindering their ability to bring reinforcements to the front lines. Meanwhile, a massive naval armada, consisting of over 5,000 ships, began transporting the main invasion force across the English Channel. At the same time, Allied aircraft launched an extensive bombing campaign against German defences, hoping to weaken the fortifications along the Normandy coast. However, the heavy bombardment was not as effective as hoped, and many of the German defences remained intact. At dawn, the amphibious landings commenced. The soldiers who disembarked from landing craft faced daunting odds, as they were met with fierce resistance from the well-entrenched German defenders. Omaha Beach, in particular, saw some of the heaviest fighting. The terrain at Omaha was especially challenging, with steep cliffs and strong defensive positions. American troops suffered heavy casualties as they struggled to advance through a hail of machine gun fire, artillery, and mortars. For hours, the situation at Omaha was precarious, and at times, it seemed as though the landing might fail. However, through sheer determination and bravery, the American soldiers at Omaha Beach eventually gained a foothold. Small units managed to breach the German defences, allowing reinforcements to land and gradually overwhelm the defenders. The heroism displayed by the troops at Omaha became one of the enduring symbols of D-Day, and their success was a testament to the resilience of the Allied forces. At the other beaches, the landings were less costly but still fiercely contested. At Utah Beach, American forces landed further south than planned, but encountered lighter resistance, quickly securing the beachhead. British and Canadian forces faced strong opposition at Sword, Juno, and Gold, but were able to establish positions and push inland. By the end of the day, despite the heavy casualties and the difficulties faced at some of the beaches, the Allies had succeeded in landing over 150,000 troops in Normandy. D-Day did not deliver an immediate victory, but it marked the beginning of a broader campaign to liberate France. The fighting in Normandy was brutal and protracted, as the Germans mounted fierce resistance in the Bocage, a dense network of hedgerows and small fields that made tank and infantry movement difficult. The Battle of Caen, a key objective for the British forces, dragged on for weeks as the Germans committed their best panzer divisions to the defence of the city. Despite the slow progress, the Allies continued to make gains, gradually expanding their control over Normandy. The capture of the port city of Cherbourg, critical for securing supplies, was a major milestone in the campaign. By late July, the Allies launched Operation Cobra, a breakout offensive that allowed them to push further into France and begin the liberation of the country. Paris was liberated in August, and the German army in the west was forced into a retreat that would continue until the collapse of the Third Reich in May 1945. The impact of D-Day cannot be overstated. It was a logistical and military achievement of unprecedented scale, requiring immense planning, coordination, and courage. The invasion demonstrated the strength of the Allied coalition, which included troops from across the world, united in their goal of defeating Nazi tyranny. D-Day also shifted the strategic balance of the war, opening up a new front that stretched German resources and forced them to fight on two fronts, against the advancing Soviets in the east and the Allies in the west. D-Day remains one of the most iconic moments in military history, symbolizing not only the turning point in the Second World War, but also the courage and sacrifice of the men who fought to liberate Europe. The beaches of Normandy, where so many soldiers gave their lives, stand as a lasting reminder of the cost of war and the importance of defending freedom. The success of the invasion ensured that Nazi Germany's days were numbered, and the eventual Allied victory in Europe was secured through the bravery and determination of those who took part in Operation Overlord. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Warfare podcast from 5minutewarfare.com. If you get a chance, please leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, as it will help us to grow. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Murder, and 5-Minute Mysteries. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.